Galloway and Company on 1033ESPN.com.
More in the four. It is GAC, Galloway and Company, Friday afternoon, weekend bound. That'll be 6 o'clock we depart. And then give it an hour or so and you will hear. Right here on the local mouse here, the Mavericks playing pretty good right now. The Mavericks against those Sacramento Kings, kind of a spunky bunch. Paul Westphal. Head coaching that outfit at the moment. And Matt and Ian, we've got Rick Carlisle coming right up. And in the next 10 minutes, watch this. I will convince him to give Roddy B 25, 26 minutes tonight against the Kings. Watch this. Oh, he's here. Oh, Rick. Hey, Rick, how you doing, man?
Hey, how are you, Randy?
Pretty good. Look, love the way you're handling Roddy B so far. I didn't realize you were there. Love the... Now, Rick,
I don't like the word handle. You handle your pets. You work with men.
Oh, I know it. Seriously, Rick said the same thing when he arrived last year. How are you going to handle this?
Right.
I don't want to hear handle that. All right, now I have been on a campaign trying to talk you into. I'm just starting it today. Actually, I've been bragging on this all week.
I'm always amazed at how often you and I agree, so lay it on me.
I thought Roddy B, I'd like to see Roddy B's minutes expanded out to about 25. However, I cannot. I'm serious about this. Everybody's neck-nuzzling you on this, Rick. Oh, no, Rick's doing it exactly right. 17, 18, that's good. But this kid, to me, Rick, is the most exciting thing that I've seen. For the future, and maybe the future is now with the Mavericks in forever. You got to like what you're seeing there too.
No, he's been he's been helping us, no question. And you know, he's benefiting from in recent games being able to start with our veteran players and playing with Jason Kidd. You know, Jason is the best really in the league still at getting outlets and throwing the ball ahead. And when he has guys that can attack. Running in front of him, you know, like Jason Terry, like Roddy, like JJ, you know, Josh Howard when he's healthy, Sean Marion, you know, it really makes us an even more dangerous team. So I like the way Roddy's playing too. He's grown a lot. I'd love to see him earn more minutes, but he's got to earn them, and it's got to be the right matchups in the right situations. He has shown, you know, in some recent games that he was up to the challenge of playing in the, you know, down the stretch in Milwaukee. You know, he made the one defensive play and did some other good things. So, but you know, he's still learning, and if he can get up to 20 or so minutes, that'll be good news for us because it'll mean that it'll mean that kids' minutes are down.
Rick, has Roddy B arrived a lot earlier than you anticipated? I mean, we were hearing talk that he could possibly be in the developmental league or something like that at some point this season. Has he shown up a lot earlier than maybe you had anticipated, even going back to training camp?
Well, I felt like this kind of contribution was a possibility based on the idea that, you know, if we were to have someone go out or some kind of injury that, if he stepped in with more experienced players, that you know, we would be able to get more out of him, and he would be able to fit in, you know, much quicker and more seamlessly. Now he's had some rough moments, but you know, he's worked very hard at. I think the word would be his just awareness of the NBA game. You know, he was a guy that played in a lower level Euro League. Last year, he was not asked to play in a real NBA style defensive system. He was, you know, he played off the ball and was asked to score a lot of points. And so, you know, his learning of what an NBA defensive system is about has been he's had to make quantum leaps to really, be in a position to always be in a stance, you know, aware of everything going on, aware of coverages, directions, supports the ball, all those kinds of things. But he's done good stuff. He's got a level head, and he's not afraid.
Rick Carlisle here with us on Galloway and Company on 103.3 FM ESPN. Two-part question for you, Coach. One, good to see Damp in street clothes. How's he doing?
He's doing well. I think he's still undergoing a few more tests, but he's symptom-free and has been really since that night in Detroit. He's in really good spirits.
Now, the other part is on the five. I mean, Drew Gooden has been fantastic. Damp, before he got sick, was playing really well. Also, were you expecting to get this kind of numbers from that five spot?
Well, Drew's done this before. He's been a starter most of his career. The idea was that he would probably be a part-time starter when we played against teams with smaller centers. But Damp got off to the terrific start, and it was just hard getting him out of the lineup. So, and then about four games in, actually, no, the second game in, Drew got a rib injury, which kept him out for 10 days. So he fell behind a little bit in his conditioning and sort of his rhythm with the team. And so, everything has worked out here. Damp unexpectedly goes out before the Detroit game, and I basically said to Drew, you're starting. and this is like, this is a minute before the game's going to start. And when he got that opportunity, he really took advantage of it. And in fairness, this is the kind of minutes and the kind of situation he's accustomed to. So we obviously need him to continue to play well and be a real factor for us at both ends and especially on the boards.
Hey, Rick, back to Damp here for just a second. And when something like this happens, and then really there's no, how the media is. And, hey, fans, they're as bad as us. And I bet there's 10 text toys up here now. What's wrong with Damp? That not saying exactly what's wrong with him, is that because the doctors don't know? Is that because Damp prefers it that way? The team prefers it that way? Or what is that? Or is that, am I being too nosy again?
No, you're not being too nosy. It's a fair question. I think at this point there's a process that's going on, and I think I believe it's still going on. So when you have a situation where a guy unexpectedly comes under the weather like this, you want to make sure you get it checked out, and there'll be an announcement when it's determined exactly what's going on or what isn't going on. But I don't think we're there yet. And I'm not exactly sure when we will be, but I think sometime next week you're going to hear, where we're at with it.
Okay. And let me move over to Dirk real quick and what's going on with him right now. I guess and we did this today. It's easy to make the snap judgment right now. See what happens when you stay off your feet, just hang around, hang out all spring, all summer, and into the fall, and you don't play basketball in Europe, look at you now. Is it that simple, though?
I'm not sure. There's definitely been a big difference in his energy level, the bounce in his step, sort of his overall enthusiasm. He's always going to be an enthusiastic guy about playing and competing and wanting to be great and wanting to, have the responsibility for winning the games and all that kind of stuff. He's more alive this year. And, he's in a tough position because, their national team situation in Germany is such that, it's not like some of these other countries like Spain where you can pick from seven or eight different NBA players. And it's, if one guy doesn't play, it's like not that big a news. But, in Germany, there's nobody else. I mean, they got some guys that play in the EuroLeague that are pretty good players. But, there's no German stud in the NBA other than Dirk right now. So there's always going to be a lot of national pressure on him to compete. But I think the hope is, at this point in time, You know, he got them into the Olympics last year after they hadn't qualified since 72. That was a grueling summer last summer. I mean, those qualifying tournaments were, you know, arguably much more grueling than the Olympics themselves. I mean, you're traveling to some, you know, some different places, and, you know, I'm sure conditions aren't the greatest. You know, you're playing in ballbuster games, and it came down to a one-game, you know, winner-take-all and go to the Olympics between J.J. Barea's Puerto Rico team and his German team. And Puerto Rico had kicked the crap out of them, you know, 10 days earlier by 35 points. And so, you know, no one was sure what was going to happen. And Germany won, and it was, you know, it was like their Olympic victory, you know. So the emotions that you go through and that sort of thing. And by the way, at that point, they weren't even to China yet, which is who knows how long a plane ride that is. You go through all that stuff. So, you know, at this point in time, you know, I think we all hope that he's earned the right with respect to his country to make the decisions and the choices that are best for, you know, him and his career and hopefully the Mavericks. But, you know, he's an extremely loyal guy, as you guys know, and it's always going to be hard for him to say no. He's just, you know, he's that great a guy and has that much sort of national pride.
Rick, do you agree with Coop that Dirk is the most accomplished athlete in Metroplex history?
Don't answer that. Rick has not lived in our area enough. We've been on Coop on that one, Rick.
Well, I mean, give me the top three.
Well, we would go Roger Staubach, Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, Randy White, Nolan Ryan. I mean, we've got a long list, but Coop did. Coop jumped right out there after the game Wednesday night, so we've been having some fun with Coop. Actually, Rick, today, Coop came out and said, "Well, Dirk's done more than Babe Ruth did in his sport."
Hey, you got to give Coop credit. At least he has the balls to say what's on his mind.
Yeah, he gets. Actually, one other thing too, before we let you go, Chris Humphreys. Well, I love that game Wednesday night out of this guy. And really what's been going on lately. Now, your doghouse, every coach, well, a lot of coaches say they don't have one, but Chris seemed to have disappeared. Well, he did disappear for a couple of games. And I thought it might be a doghouse thing. You didn't like what you were seeing. Then you brought him back, and whatever happened, man, there's an impact player right there like we hadn't seen. Around here, probably since Naha, Rob. Did you doghouse him and then get him back in there?
Well, you know, Damp was playing so well that the minutes were evaporating a little bit, and then Drew came back, and then he was playing. See, Chris was playing well, and then he got a big opportunity to play when Drew went out, and then when Drew came back, you know, I felt like we needed to get him back into the fray, and so his minutes took a bit of a step back. And then, you know, with Damp being out the last couple games, now the opportunity is back there again. And by the way, you know, Tim Thomas is playing now. And so, you know, there are going to be even fewer minutes. But I agree with what you said. I mean, I loved the way Humphreys played the other night. You know, he played so hard and so physically, and he had such tough luck with his shot. I mean, he missed a dunk. He had two putback layups that all of us thought were in, and they just creeped out. And yet he stayed with it and kept pounding and kept at it. And yeah, I was really pleased with his effort.
Rick, you got it going. Keep it going, man. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week. All right.
Talk to you next week. Bye.
See you, Rick.
Rick Carlisle, Mavericks head coach. Mavericks in Sacramento tonight at the ADD. We come right back. Let's kick it around with Chip Brown. Some college football stuff. Ian tells me that overextended the clock.
Close.
I think I blew it up. But anyway, we'll see what happens. I think we can work all that in. I've got some questions pertaining to college football. All right, we're right back.